Damien and Brian, you're welcome to the studios once again to talk motorsport here in Highland. It's a regular occurrence that we've been discussing rallying events in the Northwest because there's quite a few on the calendar each and every year. But autocross is a new one here in the county in recent years. And Damien, you're the COC of this event. First of all, just maybe outline to the listeners what exactly autocross is.
Autocross racing is basically a loose surface event. At this stage, we're using a quarry. It's open to buggies and rally cars of all different classes and variations, and we're bringing in at this stage we're using a quarry down at McDade's and Halfway, which is owned by Lawrence and Charlie McDade, and up to this point where you're looking now basically for entries, we have a fair amount of entries in. We're looking for more, obviously, the more the merrier. To make the event as hopefully as successful as we can.
Yeah, it's new to Donegal and to the Motor Club in recent years. There was an event last year, but it's a new sport right across the country that's continuing to build year on year and is getting popular as I suppose time goes on with it, Damien.
Yeah, it is. I suppose the thing that really kind of brought this sport back onto the fore again was the buggies come on the scene. The buggies are working with 1000cc, 750s and 600cc buggies. And they're throughout Ireland doing a lot of events this last while. Autocrossing would have been there over the years with rally cars and stuff, and I suppose entries was small. We had autocrossing quarries here in the past many years ago, but they just dwindled away because of lack of entries. But this has brought a whole new spur to the scene, and also from a spectator point of view, they're very, very exciting to watch. Yeah. But also it's hard to beat having the rally car in there for the mix as well.
Yeah. Just on the buggies, Brian, as chairman of the Motor Club and a competitor as well, you know what's involved in the cost of running a rally car, but this has given motorsports enthusiasts a different sort of channel to go down because it's not as expensive to run these buggies.
That's right, Ashin. The buggy is it's a new fam that come to the quarries in the last couple of years, you know, but it's great to see the local interest there with the buggies, and you know they're travelling all over the country there. The members is travelling to Cork and Wexford there, and they're up the north every other weekend there. So you have the return of them competitors that they have, they're competing against, coming back to the county as well for this event, which is encouraging too, you know. But it's a whole new theme, and it's a hell of a lot cheaper for the competitor too, you know. They can go out to every event, whereas if you're doing a championship and in the rally, you might be picking maybe the half of them to get through, you know, and sticking to that. Like, you can do all of them and the buggies, which is encouraging, you know.
Yeah, this is a good thing for motorsport in the Northwest, Brian.
Absolutely, definitely. It's bringing younger people in there to which we need, you know, and was lacking there for a while in the last 7 or 8 years, you know. There was very little young people coming into rallies because of obvious reasons, like, but you had this new stuff now when they're coming in the buggies, they're getting a run for a few hundred quid. Your entry's only 100 there for the quarry, you know, and tyres and stuff are relatively cheap, which is, it's good. And it's the case now that every man that has a rally car, the son's looking for a buggy sort of thing, yeah. Or they're looking to hire or do something, which is encouraging too at the same time.
Yeah. You mentioned that it's good for spectators, Damien. Yes, you want the entries in, but spectator-wise, it's all in the one area. There's not the travelling between stages, and it can be a fun, full day, so it can for the spectators.
Most definitely so. We have two very, very good spectator spots picked. They're getting a great view of the quarry floor itself, and a great view of the surrounding area. When they're standing, they can see a lot of the particular run. The run itself is, for per lap, it's 1.8 kilometres, so they're getting basically 3.5 kilometres of action standing on the Oslo K stand in the one area, but you're seeing a lot of it. The service area is pretty close, so if you want to look at these machines up close, they're again very easy access, and hopefully a good safe environment.
Yeah. Surface wise, how testing is it for the competitors?
The actual quarry itself, believe it or not, very, very testing, from a diver point of view, simply because of the layout of the land. Very naturally hilly. Lot of speed on the straights on it as well. Couple of jumps here and there on it. Surface itself seems like a surface that's going to stick it very, very well. Won't chew up, won't dig up as bad as what you expect from a quarry floor, because of basically the corner stuff isn't that tight on it, so therefore it's not tuned up as bad. So it should be very easy machinery. That's what we're hoping from the beginning. That's coming from other boys that's doing quarries over the country, as I say, Brian mentioned. Them boys have a fair idea what they're looking at, and they seem to be very happy with the surface on it. So hopefully from that point of view, it'll be easier on like cars and buggies. And
well, that's what my next point I was going to make, is the buggies are a lot lighter and can deal with the surface a bit better. But if you bring rally cars into the mix, Damien, is the surface going to cut up a lot more, and is it more sore on the rally car?
Naturally rally car is going to, it's just heavier, in fairness, it's going to dig up a bit more. But as I say, the type of surface that it is, it's more a sloppy top on it than someone who's going to dig up a sandy base. So therefore it shouldn't be as sore on machinery as regards breakages and stuff like that. Sometimes people are afraid to bring cars into quarries and stuff because they think it's too rough, but this one shouldn't be. From what we're seeing so far, it should be a very good quarry for that reason.
Let's get a rundown then on the classes and what's open here, what types of rally car, what types of buggy can enter the event.
Well, basically there's three buggy classes, and we have a 1000cc class, we have a 750cc class, and we have a 600cc class. And then the rally cars, we have up to 1600 on, and a four wheel drive class in after that. It's pretty fair as regards classes and the amount of machinery we're going to hopefully have there.
And as for competitors, as Brian said, there's a big local interest. First of all, outline who are the local boys to watch, because we've seen some of these buggies on show at different events over the course of the last couple of years, and they've been learning to drive these buggies and they're improving and getting better. So who are the local boys to watch, Damien, driving?
I would say, to be fair, I suppose an old navigator of my own, Mike Walsh. Mike, in fairness, is put a lot of effort on to this number of events this last number of years, and he's definitely getting up here. He's definitely going to be a good threat to have a good go at one, in fairness to him. You have Paul Yarry as well. Paul, going well this last while, has actually done very well on an event in Cavan recently. And then you have James Greenan on the rally carry end, because James has also been an ex club champion on the Divers Championship. So, you know, we have a good entry, a good home entry there. Hopefully somewhere along the line in the middle of that day, them boys are going to do very well, you know, for the event and for themselves.
And what about the guys that are coming visiting the county at the weekend? You mentioned there's some boys as far as Cork who are coming to compete. So these boys race every weekend against each other. Who's the ones from outside Donegal to keep an eye on?
I would say again, the Cork direction, they're coming, as you say, Cork, Wicklow, Mayo, they're coming from all over Ireland. Seamus Donnelly and Herrib and other two good men to watch on as well. They're always up front, coming down from the north. You have Michael there as well, coming from Northern Ireland as well. I mean, basically at the minute, the boys up north seem to have the boys of the edge on everybody else, but you never know, this quarry could change all that.
Yeah. And Brian, you're going to see a lot more action in one day in one area than what you could possibly see out following a day's rallying.
It will be an exciting day, you know, when everything's beside you. You don't have to wait for different stages and that coming through. It'll be great, you know, for younger people to go and spectate it, and a safe day out for the family as well, you know. In the quarry itself, you can choose a couple of different locations if you want to go and get different views on different corners in it there, and it'll be exciting even in around service and that, to see how the whole thing works and runs, you know. And it's good even for the rally cars to get the mix in it too, because this is a sort of a new collection of people now that is, and fair play to Damien for putting the work that he has into it for going forward to run this event, because they've Damien, Paul and Mac there who would be running most of these buggies the last 2 years, you know, and it's a different element of outside of the rallying and navigation hill climbs that has come on in the last couple of years. It's great to see it successful, and it's encouraging then for the drivers to compete in the like of this for the club championship as well, you know, going forward. It's another wee
time. Yeah, that's my next point. Is it going to bring more of the rally men out, considering there's points up for grabs for the local championship?
I would certainly see it, yeah. It will be the case going forward. You'll have to be competing in these here, for the way that Damien is looking. He intends to run a couple of these every year. So, you know, it'll be the case that if you don't compete, you'll stand to lose if you don't be there.
Yeah. And is it an objective now of the Motor Club? This is not a round of any national championship, but is it an objective of the Motor Club to have an autocross here in the county as part of something on a national series?
Yeah, it is, yeah. We intend to push it forward too. And this quarry in particular, it's a very, very good quarry. It's probably one of the best in the country for it, you know. And we're lucky how secured it from McDade Brothers there. So we intend to keep that going in the future and to get at least one counting round of it, and possibly a counting round of some other championship again from maybe Northern Ireland. They're going across there too from the Michael Championship there.
Yeah. What about help on the day, Damien? How are you fixed at this stage a week out from it?
As always, I think help's always useful. At this stage, I suppose I'd contact myself or contact Andrew Harvey. for Mary Marshall and anything to get there, coming close to the time, our phone numbers are all on the website. Anybody wants to give us a ring or whatever, and we'll certainly take any help we can get. Also, in fairness, okay, my name's at the head of the sheet as a Gaelic Stag, of course, but there's a massive help, a massive amount of people behind me to help me so far with this event. Namely, to be fair, Mac and Paul, who really brought this to the fore and trying to get this event up and going in the county. And we have Andrew Harvey as well, the manager doing the secondary work for me. And to be fair, Andrew. And Teresa put a massive amount of work on because of a wee issue we had there the last couple of days here with a medical end of things, and we've that all tied down and sorted. But to be fair to them, the main idiot up the shoulder of the wheel, and that was a wee bit of a worrying period of time here for us, but we're up and going down, we're flying again, you know.
Yeah, it's all a big learning curve, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, nobody, to be fair, outside the organisation, any event, understands how much goes on behind it until you're actually involved in it. Yeah. And even for the like of Aquari, I know it's all based in the one area and all the rest, but there's a massive amount of work on behind goes on that nobody realises anything about.
Is there an admission fee for spectators at the weekend?
There is. There's an admission fee at a fiver at the gate. And families will be, you know, will be accommodated. We'll not just bet sworn people come in. I mean, obviously, we want them to see the thing as much as make a few pound there as well.
Yeah, it's all about building this event, isn't it, Damien?
Correct. That's what it's all about. It's all about bringing, as Brian touched on there, you know, bringing younger people into motorsport, hopefully at a cheaper level, and someone that you can, you know, hook up in the morning, go and do your day's motorsport, and come home in the evening again without traveling all over the country, wrecking. I think we're doing a rally. Okay, it's great, and we all enjoyed it. And you know, I had a good whack at it over the years as well. But this is a new angle to motorsport that we'd like to promote it and maybe keep it more motorsport in the county as well. And I just want to thank some other people as well. The dear brothers themselves, Charlie and Lawrence. Anything we've asked so far for them to do, they've been more than accommodating to us. And the prize given for the event as well is going to be afterwards down in the halfway bar and lounge. So hopefully everybody will go down there and have a good evening's fun after as well.
Okay then, Damien and Brian, once again, thanks for coming in and telling us all about the Autocross. All the details of next weekend's Autocross can be found on the website, DonegalMotorClub.com. And guys, the best of luck with it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ashley.